This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. You know, House of Cards is going to end. Apparently, Netflix is stopping House of Cards after its sixth season because of what's been happening with the sexual allegations of a minor was Kevin Spacey. So we're basically going to be losing Netflix, but Netflix is looking to having a spinoff. So we're going to talk about that. We're also talking about consumer confidence is better, and I love talking about business and economics, especially since people are buying things, which is really, really good. I'm even spending more money. I shouldn't. Smoking cigarettes can cause Crohn's disease. For those of you guys that are like, you know what, I smoke, I'm not worried about lung cancer, I'm good, you sure as hell don't want Crohn's. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the naloxone, that Narcan, that medicine that reverses opioid overdose, it's working. It is phenomenal. It is working. The problem is about 15% of people won't live past year one after getting it. Not because of it, getting the shot or getting the nasal spray or whatever, but because if they have to have naloxone once, 15% of them may die in that first year. We'll talk about why. All right. There's also, I guess, we're coming up on November 1. Here we are, right? Re-enrollment with healthcare. We'll talk to you guys about where we're at, where we are with the premiums. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we have a global outbreak now of Black Death. Now, it hasn't come to the Americas yet, but 9 new countries are placed on high alert. Now, we started talking about this plague, right, that started in Madagascar. Killed about 124 people, infected around 1,300. However, scientists say that this figure is going to rise. We are dealing with the Black Plague or plague. South Africa, Mozambique, Tanzania, Kenya, Ethiopia, Comoros, Seychelles, Mauritius, and Reunion have all been placed on high alert by the World Health Organization. Experts say that this deadly disease is caused by the same bacteria that wiped out 25 million people in Europe in the 13th and 14th centuries. Now, World Health officials who have been working with Madagascar's Ministry of Health warn the risk of the epidemic spreading is high. Now, the plague, remember, it's a bacterial infection transmitted by fleas. This happens, though, cases happen in Madagascar. It's nothing new. About 600 cases are reported annually. But for some reason now, it's starting to get a little bit out of control. So they're not sure what is different. They know, they're not sure if it's a strain. What's going on here? Dr. Arthur Racon Tanjabello said plague is a disease of poverty because it thrives in places with poor sanitary conditions and health services. He said the disease has now spread to parts of Madagascar that have not seen the plague since at least 1950. So scientists are now working around the clock to predict the next outbreak and prevent it becoming a global epidemic, putting millions at risk. They say doctors on the Global Virome Project, or Virome for virus, are trying to find all viruses in birds and mammals that could spill over to humans in the next decade, right, like avian flu. And they say the U.S. Agency for International Development has spent the past 8 years cataloging threats, identifying 1,000 new viruses. Now, Australian researchers have warned it is impossible to predict a global outbreak because there are just too many variables. And it's true. You don't know. There could be a weather system. It could be people in their immune system dropping. There's a whole variety of things. I mean, look what happened with Ebola. It was like, whoa. I mean, Ebola's been smoldering around for decades, and then all of a sudden, damn, it just spread, you know, and it happens quickly. I know we're like, oh, man, but that was like a few years ago, and then it took a year for them to figure out. But remember, by the time it makes the media, it's already hit a bunch of people, just like with this. So right now, they're watching out for this bacteria that causes the plague. They're also watching, still watching Ebola. They're still, you know, so the World Health Organization is on it. But, wow, 9 countries now on high alert, being prepared for the plague. Just something you would not think, you know. All right. We need to talk about stupid for a second. Looks like some people are stupid. Anti-Semitic stickers of Holocaust victim Anne Frank have surfaced on some soccer events in Germany. German news agency DPA reported Thursday that the stickers with the image of Anne Frank. Now, remember Anne Frank? Anne Frank was a Jewish girl that had to hide out in the attic with her family to avoid being taken by the Nazis. The family was actually found, and she ended up dying just days before being released from the concentration camp. But anyway, there are stickers of Anne Frank in a jersey of a Leipzig team. They were found in the eastern German city and others in the western city of Dusseldorf. And I guess the girl is wearing this team shirt with an abbreviation, JDNCHM, for Jews Chemicals. Now, I don't understand why this is coming up, what people are, you know, but, you know, when they say, oh, there's no more racism and there's no more anti-Semitism and there's no more anti, you know, LDS sentiment or anti-Muslim sentiment or anti, absolutely. There are idiots out there that just want to, I guess, I don't know, idolize or celebrate in the stupid that used to be and bring back the stupid. And I don't understand why the hate. We're talking about a young girl. Right? That was, you know, and her diary, of course, has been so iconic in terms of giving us so much of the, you know, the bird's eye view of what things were like when, you know, they were trying to, you know, avoid death and persecution from the Nazis. So we got stupid people out there. Just be prepared. And if you do see anybody walk around with an Anne Frank sticker or T-shirt that's not very flattering of the heroin, I would smack upside the head, okay? That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, November 1 is open enrollment for Obamacare. Sorry. It's like, I can't wait to spend a crap load of money on something that sucks. I'm sorry. I just can't do some straight face. I got to tell you, man. I mean, there's all these headlines excited that Obamacare enrollment starts this week. Why? I mean, who is in a hurry to spend money on such a crappy plan? But the reason why the headlines are making such a big deal about it is because, you know, people do need health insurance, and it is still the law of the land. And, you know, for many of you that want to make Obama happy, you want to buy your or you want to pay your premiums. And in fact, we need you to. We need you guys to buy Obamacare. Because somebody's got to put money into the system. I mean, otherwise it collapses. So I need all of you to spend the thousands of dollars a month for a crappy health insurance plan. I mean, I hate to say that, but being selfish, if you guys don't and Obamacare fails, it takes the whole healthcare sector of the economy with it. So anyway, all right, so. Starting Wednesday, customers may renew their coverage or join a new plan in 2008. They say this year's open enrollment follows a recent decision by the Trump administration to pull the plug on federal payments to insurers that were meant to offset the cost of providing health plans featuring reduced cost sharing requirements for low-income Americans. Okay, let me rephrase that. What Trump did was say, look, you guys have, you know, jacked up your price, what, 15-fold, and you expect us to give you that money just happily? No. You jacked up the prices so that you could get that money on the back end from the government. Ain't happening. That's what happened. True, there's going to be some casualties with this, financial casualties with this, but we got to reset. What we then need to do is low-income Americans, get them then on Medicaid. But giving insurance companies $1,000 a month per family is ridiculous. Anyway, so according to President Donald Trump, Obamacare is finished, it's dead, it's gone. There is no such thing as Obamacare anymore. The problem is it never got repealed. It's still the law of the land. It's still, we still got, you know, the residue. Okay, you know how I liken, how I analogies help. In radio, we like to give analogies. Okay. Have you guys ever wet poo? Had to wipe your butt with toilet paper, and hours later, when you got home to take a shower or whatever, there were dried pieces of toilet paper still attached to your butt. That, I can't find a more descriptive illustration of what remaining Obamacare is. It's pieces of dry toilet paper still left on your butt from hours ago use. Okay? And they stink and you can't use them. I don't care if you're eating. Who said you eat during listening to the show? All right. So anyway, so Trump hasn't been able to repeal the Affordable Care Act. You guys know that. Blah, 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 blah. The challenge for us this year, they say, is going to be breaking through the confusion and complexity and the anxiety that people are feeling, not knowing what their options may be. This is according to Emily Brugard, Executive Director of Kentucky Voices for Health. Assuming this is something that's not going to be around much longer, hearing that the marketplace is failing. So, where are we at? What are you guys going to be buying? Well, right now they're saying premiums. More than 80% of consumers who buy Obamacare plans receive premium tax credits to help them buy coverage. The subsidies rise to offset premium increases. This is according to drugs.com. So most buyers don't really feel the pinch of the rising premiums. I disagree with that. I have not heard that 80% are fine and dandy with what's going on with the premiums. They say if you're among the 20% who earn too much to qualify for those tax credits, you bear the brunt of the premium increases. So silver health plans are going to rise by 34%. In New York, they say consumers who receive premium subsidies can expect rates to remain flat or lower than in 2017. Now, the 2018 open enrollment period will end weeks earlier than usual. Most consumers must complete the process now by December 15th. Some marketplaces may extend their marketplace. Now, according to CNN Money, they say premiums for popular Obamacare plans are soaring to 37% for the year 2018. 37% hike. They say this data demonstrates just how rapidly Obamacare's exchanges are deteriorating. And this is from CNN Money. Okay, we're talking CNN. This isn't a Fox News article. This is from CNN. Caitlin Oakley, press secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services, says this data demonstrates just how rapidly Obamacare's exchanges are deteriorating with skyrocketing premiums year after year. More than half of Americans with no more than two insurers to choose from and the taxpayer burden exploding. Now they say, well, look, if the government pays the insurance company these subsidies and 80% of people will benefit, then why don't we do that? Well, okay, when does it stop? If these insurance premiums are going up 30-40% every year, so the government is just supposed to keep giving insurance companies that extra 30-40% each year, why isn't that money going to clinics? Why isn't that money going directly to us? Don't be giving billions and billions of dollars to insurance companies. Remember, the whole idea of insurance is kind of ridiculous. I pay an insurance premium for the insurance company to talk to my doctor and tell my doctor to only charge me X amount of money. I could talk to my own doctor myself. I could go across the street and I could say, look, I need a pap smear. How much are you going to charge me for my pap smear? Well, yours takes a little bit longer because of, I know why it takes longer. I get that. I understand I have a lot of gynecological issues, but how much will you charge me for my pap smear? Well, we'll probably charge you $150 cash if you pay it up front. Okay, I can do my own bargaining. Instead, I go to my insurance company, and I tell my insurance company, and it's none of their gosh darn business. Can I just say that? It's none of my insurance company's business. So my insurance company gets notice that I need a pap smear. The insurance company tells the doctor, says, look, because she has a high deductible, right, and she hasn't met the deductible, for that pap smear, and the speculum, and the KY, and all the other stuff you had to use, don't charge her more than $272. So, really? I am paying the insurance company for that? Who needs it? Let me talk to my own doctor. I don't need anybody else in my business. So, that's what's going on. So, open enrollment starts Wednesday, runs through December 15th. They say a 27-year-old is going to pay nearly $5,000 a year on average for the benchmark silver plan. That's up from $2,600 when Obamacare exchanges opened in 2014. They say premiums have skyrocketed now a second year in a row. Rates rose 24% this year in the states using healthcare.gov. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, insurers raised rates by as much as 38%. And, you know, people say, well, look, wasn't part of the Affordable Health Care Act this transparency, where insurance companies couldn't up their rates without showing why? And I remember the first year Obamacare came out, so by 2010, I remember Blue Cross Blue Shield asked for a huge bump, a huge hike, and they got it because they proved that they do need that extra money. Again, once you say, you know, with pre-existing conditions, we're not going to turn you away, which is something we like, but once you tell an insurance company that, now they're basically just paying for sick people. You don't have a lot of healthy people buying insurance. So these insurance companies, they really are upping, they really do have more cost. So there's not much changing with that. They say a 27-year-old making $25,000 a year could receive an annual subsidy of nearly $3,300. That would bring his or her premium down to $1,600 a year if they enroll in the benchmark silver plan. Now, if you're a family of four earning $60,000 a year, you could get an annual subsidy of $13,000, bringing your premiums down to $4,750. Now, the more generous subsidies happen with your bronze plans. Your bronze plans have lower premiums but higher deductibles. Those are more affordable than many enrollees. They say 29% of enrollees only have one insurer offering policies, up from 20% this year and 6% in 2016. Eight states will only have one insurer. All right, so yeah, as far as I'm concerned, this Obamacare is dead, but we still have Aetna and Humana had exited. Anthem has downsized, so we still have Anthem Blue Cross. There's a couple other, I think Cigna is still available. But, good luck with what you guys are purchasing. I don't know what to say. 1-877-TALLY.
water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we got some interesting news coming out of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston about the opioid epidemic. And what they found when they looked at a review of emergency medical services data, so from like paramedics and EMTs in Massachusetts, found that when they had to give people naloxone or Narcan, which reverses opioid overdoses, 93.5% of people survived their overdose. So that is phenomenal. That means only 6.5% died. 6.5% died. right? Despite getting the Narcan, which that is a fantastic rate of survival, 93.5%. All right, so that's one part of the study. Great job. The research looked at more than 12,000 dosages administered between July 1, 2013 and December 31, 2015. Excellent. Now, a year after their overdose, having been given the Narcan, 84.3% of that group was still alive a year later. But that means 15% weren't. So on one end, the shot works. That did a phenomenal job. But 15% of these people didn't live past a year. Now, what did they die of? Not all opioid overdose. They say only 35% of those who died within a year died of opioid overdose. So who knows? They don't say. Maybe they died of heart attack. Maybe they died of... I'd like to know that. So you get that? So 12,000 doses had been given. Now, I don't know if that necessarily means 12,000 patients. Sometimes somebody needs two doses, right? They took so many narcotics that you end up... needing another booster, you know, throughout that night or whatever. But what that means is you have to be saved. You missed the bullet that once. You could be in a lot of trouble later that year. Is it that the overdose stressed the heart? Is it that the overdose put you at risk for a stroke? Is it that you have the type of behavior where something's going to happen to you? Or with that 35%, you obviously didn't kick your addiction or your issue with narcotic, so you went and, you know, unfortunately did it again. So this is some serious stuff because, you know, we're talking about how we need money to fight the opioid epidemic and we need to stop doctors from writing the medications, etc. What we're kind of missing the point of is... there's multiple different facets that need to be addressed that need funding. One such facet is a person who walks out of that emergency room after getting their naloxone or Narcan has to be watched, has to go to a treatment center, needs rehab, something. And what do we want to do now? What's Walgreens going to do? Walgreens is going to have Narcan over the counter. They're going to have naloxone over the counter. So people that are going to go party will be able to have their Narcan with them. So if I need to make sure that 15% don't die within a year after overdosing, I want to know who's getting that Narcan. Not that the Narcan is making them die. It's the fact that they overdosed once. So now we're going to have a bunch of self-treating, family self-treating opioid overdoses. Now, according to the CDC, for every one overdose death, there are 30 non-fatal overdoses. So last year, CDC reported 64,000 overdose deaths. That means 2 million overdoses combined occur each year. That is going to take a lot of money. That's going to take a lot of staff, a lot of mental health professionals, a lot of treatment programs. Do we have anything like that set up? Are we prepared? Do people even want to be found? So if you successfully survive one opioid overdose, it does not in any means guarantee survival the next time around. That is scary stuff. So, people always ask, what do we do? What do we have to do? How do we fix this? You know, I don't know what the answer is. Wasn't there just a study where two childhood friends died about the same day, half a mile apart, from drug overdoses? Then I think a father and son just, you know, died from that. I mean, why are so many people overdosing? You know, I mean, is it that they're all addicted? Is it that they are all trying to, I don't know, shoot heroin for fun? I don't think so. I would really like to know how many of them took a substantial amount, not enough that would kill you, but because they had a little bit of Jaeger, or because they had a tequila shot, or because they had some Valium on board, or because they took an Ambien at night to sleep, they had an issue. See, that's what I want to find out. Plus, how many people die in their sleep and don't get an autopsy? You know, we really underestimate the significance of polypharmacy. And polypharmacy is where you take an Ambien for sleep, Valium for anxiety, Lortab or a Vicodin for pain, and maybe an herbal supplement or something. All right, you know, are they all going to mix? For most people, they'll probably be fine. You hear people take Soma, Xanax, Vicodin all the time. You're not supposed to mix the two. Oh, hell no, please don't mix the two. But we don't really even know the problem we're fighting. It's not a bunch of people getting high. And again, once you get that first dose of narcotic and once you get kind of stoned and buzzed from it, you may not realize that you're then taking more. You guys saw The Wolf of Wall Street, right, where they were taking the Quaaludes? And what was it, lemon? They were called lemons or something? And, you know, they took a bunch and they're like, look, this isn't doing anything to me. I feel fine. Then all of a sudden it hit. Got to see The Wolf of Wall Street. And unfortunately, that's sometimes what happens with these narcotics. Now, the city of Toledo has sued 24 opioid manufacturers and distributors this week, according to Mayor Paula Hicks Hudson. It is designed to hold them responsible, the mayor said. The goal is to recover our costs and to change the ways in which they prescribe and advertise these drugs. Now, she said city taxpayers have spent more than $400,000 for Toledo firefighters to respond to opioid-related emergency calls this year. She said, we have had enough of our community members suffering or dying from overdoses from the unfair distribution and marketing practices of these addictive drugs. The time is now to hold drug manufacturers and distributors accountable for their actions. This is a 300-page lawsuit. So Toledo City Council voted to hire two law firms, Climaco, Wilcox, Pica, and Garfoli Company, and Napoli Shalonic, to sue for opioid-related costs. The law firms represent several other cities, including Dayton and Parma, Ohio, and similar suits arising out of the, quote, alleged fraudulent and negligent marketing and distribution of prescription drugs, including hydrocodone, which is a Lortab, oxycodone and Percocet, oxymorphone, methadone, and related to the opioid epidemic affecting this community. So suing the pharmaceutical companies could work, could bring the city money, but if any of you guys are in pain and have real pain, you're probably freaking out a little bit because you want pharmaceutical companies to make pain medication. I get very nervous when I hear a pharmaceutical company get sued. Listen, if they do something wrong, yeah, they got to get sued. You know, I understand that. But if all they did was make a drug that people want and people need, and certain people were idiots with that medication, you start suing pharmaceutical companies, what do you think is going to happen when a pharmaceutical company is weighing with their board of directors, should we make pain medication for all these people suffering from pain in the transfer? No, we don't want to get sued. All right, well, then we won't make the drug. I would like some new drugs coming around the bend. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Kevin Spacey has now, I believe, been dropped as a recipient of a special Emmy Award that he was supposed to receive next month. The International TV Academy said in a statement that it was withdrawing the International Emmy Founders Award in light of recent events. Anthony Rapp, an actor, accused Spacey of making a sexual advance on him 30 years ago when he was only 14 years old. Spacey said he was, quote, beyond horrified, but did not remember the encounter. Kevin Spacey did not deny that the encounter happened. He said, I don't remember, but if it did, I'm deeply sorry. And he came out the other day on Twitter, Instagram, saying that, you know, he wants to live a life that, you know, he wants to pursue his life, you know, being with men. And, you know, his coming out was criticized by many people in the LGBT community because the issue at hand was him assaulting a 14-year-old, allegedly. So, in addition to him losing the International Emmy Founders Award, which is a special award reserved for those whose creative accomplishments have contributed in some way to the quality of global television production, previous winners, by the way, Steven Spielberg, Downton Abbey creator Julian Fellows, X Factor Simon Cowell have won it. They're pulling it in terms of Kevin Spacey. And Netflix is pulling House of Cards. After the sixth season, which they are currently filming and going to finish up, House of Cards is going to be done. Now, House of Cards has been a phenomenal series. Kevin Spacey is an excellent actor. In light of this, you know, if this is true, what he did, he's an absolute pig. But in terms of his acting ability, House of Cards has been phenomenal. The last couple seasons have gotten a little strange. It was really, really good the first couple seasons, and then I don't know. I'm not really sure what they're trying to do, if they're trying to portray the Clintons, if they're trying to portray, I don't know what they're doing, but it's a little odd. But still, it's a good show. But after the sixth season, it's going to be done. Now, Netflix, though, because obviously they've been making a lot of money on House of Cards, and this is huge for them, what they are doing is exploring a spinoff. So, what they are doing is maybe looking at a show focused around Doug Stamper. Now, Doug Stamper is a political aide. He's played by Michael Kelly in the first five seasons. And so maybe they're going to, I mean, he's a very, very interesting figure. I don't know if he could hold the show, but it's a possibility. So the final House of Cards episodes are in production. The release date has yet to be announced. Variety reports that Spacey is not currently on set. Now, Spacey has apologized for the incident, which he said he doesn't recall, but which could have stemmed from drunken behavior. He also spoke publicly for the first time about being gay. That also prompted a significant backlash from gay rights advocates, according to CBS News. So we'll keep you posted on that. You know, people on Facebook are like, you know, why didn't, you know, rap come out sooner? You know, discussing what, you know, what had happened, why now? And again, you know, when you're a kid and something like this happens, kids don't talk. Remember, kids think they're going to get in trouble. I'm not surprised that any teenager or child would. And then by the time he was an adult, years passed, he felt like, well, what am I going to do? And then everybody loved Kevin Spacey. You know, he was an Academy Award winner, Tony Award winner. He was, just, you know, and so, they, you know, people will not, you know, they'll just not, you know, think to, they're like, look, I want to move on. I want to forget about it. So who knows why? And that might be why. But at this point, Kevin Spacey is now definitely feeling the pain of some of his actions that he allegedly did. Consumer confidence has hit the highest since December 2000. This is huge. All right. I know there's a lot of news that seems to deflect, you know, some of the things the Trump administration is doing. But, you know, consumer confidence being high is pretty, pretty good. They say it rose to 125.9 in October, according to the Conference Board. This increased to its highest level in almost 17 years, according to Lynn Franco, Director of Economic Indicators of the Conference Board. And back in December 2000, the index hit 128.6. Apparently, the hurricanes Harvey and Irma had pulled down the spirits of U.S. consumers. The index was flat, but then in October, things improved. Now, October is usually big because we're starting to get into holiday season. We got, you know, Halloween, then we got, you know, Thanksgiving, and we got Christmas and stuff. So usually in the fall, we got back to school. So things start to get a little bit exciting. You know, people start to, you know, that they saved up during the summer, you know, want to spend. So they say the index takes into account America's views of current economic conditions and their expectations for the next 6 months. Economists pay very close attention to these numbers because consumer spending accounts for about 70% of U.S. economic activity. So it's good news. Now, we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DELY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Smoking cigarettes may cause Crohn's disease. Crohn's is a very bad, painful, inflammatory bowel disease that you don't want. And for the first time, researchers found exposure to chemicals in tobacco may increase the risk of developing this disease. South Korean scientists discovered mice who inhaled cigarette smoke showed signs of intestinal inflammation. And intestinal inflammation is a sign of Crohn's disease. And cigarette smoking activates specific white blood cells in the lungs, which might later move to the colon, triggering the bowel inflammation. So, for those young people, Crohn's disease usually hits younger people, but you can get it at any age. For those young people thinking about smoking, don't. All right? A painful bowel condition where you may actually have to have part of your bowel removed, not good. So they think inflammation from the lungs seems to affect the intestine. Researchers confirmed their suspicions on rodents and rats. So how did they do that? Well, basically, mice were exposed to cigarettes, 20 a day, 6 days a week for a few weeks. Then they checked the inflammation in the lungs and the bowels. And mice exposed to clean air did a lot better than mice exposed to smoke. Yeah. Now, Crohn's disease affects 115,000 people in Britain and 1.6 million people in the U.S. You get abdominal pain, diarrhea, weight loss. And 8 out of 10 patients will need part of the intestine removed. It gets so damaged that it doesn't work. And so we still don't know why. Crohn's disease could be very genetic. But conventional treatment, usually we have to use either steroids or suppressing the immune system because it's an inflammatory condition. Pretty bad stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman is suing Sephora for giving her herpes. Why? Because she claims she got it from the lipstick. She said she got herpes from a lipstick testing tube at the store. Never use another person's lipstick. According to a report from TMZ, few details are actually known about the incident, but the woman claims in the suit that she never had the cold sores associated with herpes prior to visiting Sephora in 2015, and testing lipsticks. The filer of the suit did confirm the herpes outbreak with medical professionals, but questions still remain as to whether or not just common use of a testing tube caused her to contract the virus. I believe yes. I hate that. When I go to a makeup store, I want to see how the lipstick will look, and you see all these used lipsticks there. Or whenever I get my makeup done for a TV hit, they'll use a lipstick that they use on somebody else. Now, what they'll do is they'll try to wipe off the top two layers, but I still think you could spread herpes by that. Oral, and you could even spread genital herpes that affects the mouth. So the woman is suing the cosmetics chain for the emotional distress over an incurable lifelong affliction that she now has to deal with as a result of using lipstick samples. Now, was herpes on the Sephora lip product? Did she kiss somebody? Wow. Now, Sephora does provide separate wands and sanitation materials for testing. It is hard to be sure that every single product in the store is sterile. So, especially since people can stick their thing in and try it. So, they can double dip. Oh, well, 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.